Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, he's always one of my favorites, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. This is a money soundbite from earlier.
I'm shocked that Smith, I thought he was smarter than this. I mean, I've got rocks in my driveway that are smarter than this. I want to have a separate hearing. This is serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke. This is the sort of thing that happens in a country whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat. This doesn't happen in America.
Where does he come up with that? I actually heard him address that issue during his interview this morning. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. I love Senator Kennedy. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mark?
I'm okay. What do you think about this stuff with Jack Smith? We have one of our senators here, Senator Hawley, who is one of the targets with what happened with the tracking. Now, I was pretty careful here yesterday, and I do think there's a distinction. Senator Hawley repeated time and time again at this hearing the other day that, you know, these were wiretaps. That's not exactly what happened. They were tracking. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not egregious, and it's certainly more than questionable, but they weren't wiretapping. They weren't listening to conversations or reading text messages. They were tracking where these people were. For what reason, I'm not sure we all know at this point. But that's a difference between wiretapping, I believe.
All I can tell you is it makes absolutely no sense. And we had Brian Fitzpatrick on today, and he was a former FBI guy who's got the CIA oversight as part of his committee assignments. And I said, listen, what am I missing? I mean, could there be a real reason? I mean, if you're investigating Trump, you have to investigate Josh Hawley, and who knows what kind of pressure they put on the staff. And he said, no, there's no reason to do it. And you saw how incensed Lindsey Graham got. And he's suing. He's like, I'm going to sue Buzz Jack Smith personally. I'm going to be suing the CIA. So these guys really angry that they were one of the 8 that were being looked at as far as investigation of Trump. But think about this. What did they tell us about Jack Smith? I think it was the governor of Virginia. They overcharged him by so much and were so aggressive, they lost the case. Same thing with Senator Menendez. He lost another one. He goes in there and he goes all guns a-blazing. He overcharges, and either he gets his conviction and gets overturned, or he doesn't get his conviction. And it looks like he saw a career-defining moment with Trump. And he was flipping Trump's lawyers, bankrupting his staff, indicting numbers of people that they knew it didn't have the financial wherewithal. Had to cut a deal that made them look guilty. And if Trump didn't win, I think Jack Smith's goal was jail.
Yeah, by the way, this has been surprising to me because and I want to talk about Jay Jones here in a second, they haven't really done the same thing in that situation. But I've heard several Democrats, even Chris Coons and some of the nuttier ones, say that they have problems with this Jack Smith, you know, tracking as well. So I think we're going to try to get to the bottom of that a little bit more moving forward. On this Jay Jones thing from Virginia, I've been covering it on the show. It's not getting a lot of national attention outside of Fox, Brian, but I am stunned. You know, there's things that happen in politics where we shake our heads. This is one that really has me confused. You got a guy that essentially wishes death upon the children of a political rival, says some awful things in a text message exchange, and then maybe even some worse things in a phone call, and all the Democrats are standing with him right now? I mean, ordinarily, if this was a Republican running for, you know, attorney general here in Missouri and this kind of stuff got out, first of all, I would like to think Republicans would condemn it and say, no, enough is enough. But that's not even happening with Democrats right now.
It's not. And they just wanted radio silence. ABC, CBS, I think one of the networks did 61 seconds on it.
NBC.
And that's all.
Yeah.
So that's the one network that does something. Okay, who watched? Who cares? In Virginia, they say, I can't get him off the ballot. It's too close. I can't lose that position of attorney general. So I'm going to leave him on, get him to apologize, and have it blow over. The only way he would leave if Spanberger's number started dipping, which very well could, because they've been immediately, there's money on the right. Immediately, Winsome Sears started putting this in her ads, you know, along with the bathroom. You know, she's for transgenders in bathrooms of all types. Remember that. And she does interesting of not answering the question, which means you're for it. And she does not answer the question about Mondami, a socialist. How does that do with your party? Where Ned Lamont, a Connecticut Democratic governor, came out and said he will destroy the financial sector and hurt my state if he actually wins. That's called, I know he's not up for election, but you know, he didn't have to do that. The Democratic Party chair in New York didn't have to do it and say, I'm not endorsing him. But you have no guts from Spanberger, no guts from Mikey Sherrill, no guts obviously from Hakeem Jeffries, Senator Schumer, and then you have no guts for anyone in Virginia. They just want to get to Election Day. And how bad is it, too, that over 400,000 votes have already been cast prior to this story being published?
I know that's part of the problem with the early voting. I want to make it easier for people to vote, but that's one of the issues right there that this story breaks. And I would hope it's getting a lot more attention in Virginia with the local media, and I think it is, compared to nationwide right now. All right, the shutdown is at 1 week. I thought it might be over sometime this week. Seems like it's going to go on a little bit further. Any gut check or anything you're hearing right now on how long this is going to drag out, Brian?
Well, I had Langford on, and I had Rick Scott on, and nobody had an idea. Rick Scott said at least another week. But I don't think anybody knows. You know why? They're not talking. There's no strategy. So I can't even say that we're trying to break this one or trying to break that one. I can't even get Republicans to admit they're working some vulnerable Democrats. So it's a stare down. And they want the president to stay out of it. Don't anyone kid you. The president is not being lazy about it. They want him to stay out of it.
Yeah, because
they want to just get into the nuts and bolts of it, and they don't want to cut a deal. They think it's a very bad precedent. We pass a big, beautiful bill. They go for tremendous lengths to do it. They took political sacrifices to pass it. No Democrats vote with it, and now they want to reverse it piece by piece, and starting with health care. You know, they're going to ask for something else next. They're going to ask for the raise in the top bracket next. So, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, I got to make sure that Jon Stewart doesn't get mad at me and Jimmy Kimmel doesn't go off on me, so I'm going to act tough. And I see right through it. This is not where the hill they should die on.
No.
They should go with Big Ten to win the midterm.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Well, they think that the health care issue is one. And, you know, I think to a certain extent they're right that they tend to win in some of the polling on that. And I guess maybe that's what this is about. They have no leverage here in the shutdown argument. And the Republicans, and I don't know if they're looking for a commitment down on paper to say, okay, we're going to talk about these subsidies moving forward. But I had seen some reporting that, you know, the administration was at least open to that. But that's not an issue for right now. That's an issue for December. So, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope right now. But it is interesting the way that, you know, Trump is kind of staying out of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and I don't even think they wanted that one meeting in the White House. You know, the president goes, yeah, I'll take a meeting. You know, what the hell? And they go, no, Mr. President, don't do that. Right? We've been working on this. We should not be taking this meeting. There should be no negotiation. It's a clean CR for a reason. And then they got the one meeting when everybody was there. And now the president has kind of complicated things a little bit. He said, yeah, I'm open to talking about health care that helps people. And that's all Schumer had to hear. Now he goes, says the president wants to compromise. And it looks like they're breaking. What he is the president takes questions for an hour, and he says he doesn't pre-think a lot of things. But he says he made it clear later, said, oh, yeah, I'll talk to you after.
Right.
I'll talk to you after you open up the government.
Exactly. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. Hey, I know it's a competing network, but this is a big media story. What are the folks at Fox saying about Barry Weiss taking over CBS News?
As a company, I have no idea. But as an American, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because he's done a phenomenal job at Free Press. And it helps me get ready for the show, to read some of this stuff and listen to some of this stuff. I get guest ideas from them. But they're not conservative. I just love the way they say the Free Press is a conservative outlet.
Yeah,
what are you talking
about? It's not.
It's not conservative.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's just good reporting. A lot of the reporting
idiots.
Is just really
these
good.
Are the people. And Mark, these people that would never hire us at CBS and these networks are outraged that Barry Weiss would come in as a Bulgarian on the outside to ruin this great, this historic channel, which has not been relevant for decades. And it's not been even contending since Walter Cronkite or Dan Rather retired. So, and their morning show is absolutely terrible and it's agenda driven. So they go in there and CBS got sued for a reason. Excuse me, 60 Minutes got sued for a reason. Their gender-driven magazine show that has ruined their reputation, if you ask me. And now you have somebody come in there and say, okay, I love what you did for 3 years. Can you bring that here? And instead of going along with it, they're outraged, panicked, and shaking. It's crazy.
I know, but I love it.
Arrogance.
I love it. We'll see what happens. I have high hopes and maybe too high hopes for some changes over there, but I am a fan of the Free Press and, you know, kind of what Barry is all about. You got anything set, Brian, for the Sunday night show?
A lot. I did an expanded thing on Tim Green, the outstanding football player broadcaster who has ALS. Now he's got a podcast. The AI has recreated his voice. His mind is great. He does it with his son. You're going to flip out when you see it. So I'm bringing it back for the Sunday show. I premiered it on Fox and Friends. I also have Bill Bratton, maybe America's most respected police chief, on what we're witnessing with the ICE eruptions, as well as Hugh Hewitt will be with us. Emily Austin will be there and working on a few other things. But I really want to hear what you think of the story on Tim Green. If I tell you his background, a lawyer, number one pick, to the Atlanta Falcons, All-American at Syracuse, a Rhodes Scholar, you'd say, who became a broadcaster, host of Inside Edition, and then has a successful law firm, real estate guy, father of six, you'd say, what a perfect life. He has GQ looks like he's like Superman, only a more bulkier Christopher Reeves. And then he gets this, and to think that's not going to slow him down. I just think that a guy like you could really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Very inspirational.
One Nation airs Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central here in St. Louis. Brian, have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Go get them all. Right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.